Samuel O'Brien found his brother Jacob shoeing a horse at the blacksmith's forge.
He's not here either.
Who's not here?
Patrick. He didn't come down for breakfast and he's not in his room.
Huh. Is his butterfly net gone?
Yeah, it's gone, and so is that pack he wears. Where's Sean?
He's out on the range. Won't see him till tomorrow.
Jacob let down the horse's leg.
I told Patrick to stay close, damn it.
His gun is still in the rack.
Then we better go look for him. I'll ride this paint.
Samuel, Jacob, you better come quick.
Lorena, what's happened? Is it Patrick?
Come outside. Look at the mesa. Oh, dear Lord, look at the mesa.
Oh, my God.
The dead body of Juan Santiago, wearing Patrick's clothes, hung on a rough cross made from pine trunks lashed together. Another rope was looped around the corpse's forehead, hidden by Patrick's hat. Every so often, a man hidden in the brush near the edge of the mesa pulled on the end of that rope, as though the body was raising its head in spasms of pain.
Oh, not too often, Pablo. And only when you see the gringos at the big house look up. Then, just once or twice. We don't want them to see that the crucified man is not the butterfly gringo. Understand?
Si, patron.
Manuel Vargas will ride out with the pack horse to greet the Americanos at the house. And when he returns, he will be loaded down with much gold and silver.
Then we will ride away from here, Alvaro. Is that not so?
What nonsense you speak, Pablo. The gold and silver is only the beginning. Soon I will sit in the big house and look out at my fat cattle and green land. Alvaro Castillo, the spawn of peasants, will live like a king. What do you think of that?
Oh, it is good for you, Alvaro. But I sense danger here. Much danger.
Tell me of this danger, Pablo.
Castillo had the peon's superstitious respect for those gifted with the second sight. Pablo's mother was a famous witch. She had white, blind eyes, but she saw much in dreams. Pablo dreamed too.
I can tell you little, Alvaro. But in a dream, I saw a man who walks in darkness and he prayed in a church of Holy Saint Peter. I was much afraid. And when I drew closer, I asked him his name and he said, Death. It was a terrible dream.
This man lives outside of your dream?
Si, patron.
Where is this man?
Down there, in the great house. The one who killed Eustacio.
He can die like any other man.
Perhaps he can. I do not know.
You are an old woman, Pablo.
I see what I see.
Then keep watch. And when you see the gringos come out of the house, do what I told you.
Si, patron.
I dream of gold, not death.
It is good to dream of gold.
And silver. I dream of silver.
That too is good.
And you have nothing to fear.
Behind Castillo, Pablo took a small cross from around his neck, kissed it, and put it away again.
I can't tell you to wait until Sean and the vaqueros get here. So I don't know what to tell you.
We can handle it.
No, you can't. You're just two men against 20.
We can't let Patrick die.
The servant.
They're not fighters, Lorena. Let's get it done, Jake.
Jacob's eyes fixed on the rider who had just emerged from the shimmering heat haze. The man was astride a Mustang, and he led another, pannier baskets hanging at its sides.
A parlay, you think?
A demand, more like.
Lorena shielded her eyes from the sun.
There's only one man.
Listen to what he has to say.
We listen. For a while, at least.
The rider was a plump, jolly-looking man with quick, intelligent black eyes. The brass cartridges in the belts that crossed his chest gleamed in the sun.
Greetings, mis amigos.
He removed his sombrero and fanned his face.
It is real hot today, is it not? Too hot for the man on top of the mesa. He may die soon, I think.
What do you want? State your case, then beat it.
Ah, my patron, Alvaro Castillo, has a... How do you say proposition for you?
What's he offering?
That's easy, senor. You fill the baskets on my pack horse with gold and silver. Coins would be excellent, but gold and silver vessels and plate from your fine home will also be welcome, for we are very poor men.
And if we do, what then?
Then? Why, we will cut down your brother, is he not? And restore him to you in good health and fine spirits.
The Mexican replaced his hat.
It is too hot to talk anymore. Let us get our business done, and I will be gone from here.
Jacob's gaze moved to the crest of the mesa where Patrick hung on the cross. His brother's head did move now and again, so he was still alive. Samuel crossed his arms.
We don't pay extortion money or ransoms, so be on your way.
You will let your brother die.
We'll do what we have to do. Now get while you can still breathe.
Alvaro won't like this, senores. He won't like this at all. It could be very bad for the man on the cross.
I told you to get. I won't tell you again.
Filthy pig gringos! You have refused Alvaro's generous offer, and now your brother is a dead man.
And so are you.
The man's black eyes swung on Jacob.
I came under a flag of truce. You cannot shoot me.
I don't see a flag.
Well, that pretty much rips it.
Yeah, I know. But Dremor will not be held hostage and threatened by brigands. Now, let's go save Patrick.